I'm here with Tim Powell, who's from Public Relations at Cardiff Council. Tim, we were just saying a massive event this year, 15,000 people come down to watch the lights being switched on. What kind of planning goes into an event like this?
Oh, it's massive. I mean, I think we've probably had the highest audience that we've ever had for this event. And the weather's been great, so it's brought in a lot of people, as you said, 15,000. But the planning basically starts, you know, the 1st of January in 2011 for next year. There's a whole events program in Cardiff. Cardiff's become quite well known around the country, really, for its events program. And this is one of the key events. We tried to get in there first, as the first city to switch on the Christmas lights. And obviously the tie-in this year with Doctor Who, because they're here filming in the city, they're synonymous very much with Cardiff and with the region. So it seemed an obvious choice to have the guys down to switch on our lights this year.
It's such a big spectacle every year. Do you think it's right that the council are spending so much money on events like this when inevitably there's going to be massive cuts made elsewhere?
I think actually people would be surprised how much we can get away with, really, for that cost. You know, it's not a lavish production. It's, you know, wherever savings can be made, they are made. But it does put a bit of sparkle into people's lives, and I think that's even more important at the moment, you know, with difficulties out there. Everyone appreciates that. And I think 15,000 people tonight have gone home with a smile on their face and the idea that, you know, Christmas has well and truly started.
And we know that Christmas is an expensive time of year. How do you anticipate that people having less money to spend will impact upon the success of Winter Wonderland this year?
Difficult to say, really. I mean, people are definitely, you know, more cautious, obviously, with their money, more strategic in how they're spending it. But I think the you know, skating here does represent really good value. And I think if people are looking to spend some money, you know, there will still be money spent. It's just how it's spent really is important. And because there's such a great atmosphere here, people love just coming down. Even if they don't skate, they've got the ice cafe bar to hang out in, plenty of food and drink, not expensive. So I think, you know, it's become a meeting place over the years, over the last 10 years. This is the 10th Winter Wonderland. So it's become a meeting place as well as a skating area. And I think people do get a lot of the skating, but also out of the whole environment that's there with the big wheel, fairground rides and everything else that's wrapped into that.
Okay, great. Thanks, Tim. That's it from me here in Cardiff Civic Centre. Time to get my skates on, I think.